This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tips of Teens and Everything in Between. I'm your host, Boaz, joined with Jovi and Wendy.
Hi.
Hello.
I was Carter.
Hello.
It feels weird hearing you say her, call her by her first name, because she's not your teacher. But
yeah,
like,
I guess so, eh?
Like, to me, she's my career concern. Hi, Miss Carter. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Jovi.
That's good.
Yeah.
So
today we're going to be talking about CVs and cover letters.
Very important.
Do we just want to introduce yourself, Wendy?
Oh, sure. The Director of Careers at Hamilton Girls High School.
So basically
manage the department of giving the students careers advice and pathway knowledge to help them on their journey through school and into life, next stage of life.
Yeah.
Super fun. Mm. Awesome.
Sweet as. All right, we'll just jump into our first question.
Sure.
What's a CV?
Aha, okay. CV.
Super easy one.
Right. Curriculum vitae. Well, it's actually just a document that shows a potential employer an overview of who you are, really. Your education, your work history, your experience, key skills, as well as your contact details.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Nice. Sweet.
Do you have a CV?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I don't think it's very good, though.
Really? No. Mine is like borderline. It's like almost on 2 pages. Like, if I were to update it today, it'd be 2 pages, and I'd be like, so much formatting for that kind of thing. What did you say CV meant?
Curriculum vitae.
Wow, I didn't know that.
There you go.
Well, what's a vitae?
Yeah. All these questions. Okay, we'll get to the next question. Yeah. So what is a cover letter then?
Okay, well, it's a bit different. So cover letter is like an introduction of yourself to the employer, and it's quite a formal letter. But the idea is that they read the letter and it makes them want to read your CV. So it's an introduction. It's a place where you can summarise key aspects that relate to the job you're applying for. Mm-hmm. And ideally, it should be addressed to the person who's going to interview you. Yep. So introduction, the CV has more detail and more specifics, though. Mm.
Yeah. I see.
Do you think that it's optional, like, to choose to do a cover letter and a CV, or do you think it's better just to do one or the other?
Yeah, good question. Often it will be specified. Mm-hmm. It depends how the job is advertised.
Yeah.
Often a email can be a cover letter, you know, an introduction. Mm-hmm. That it doesn't have to be a formal letter. So really depends. Really depends. Mm. Yeah.
Did you have to do a cover letter for where you applied for?
No.
I did. Well, I didn't have to, but I chose to because I was like, just so they like me more, you know.
Yeah.
They see that I'm such a cool person. Okay, next question then.
Yeah.
Actually, a sub-question. Sorry, I forgot my sub-question.
Right.
What is the difference between a cover letter and a CV?
I guess the difference is that the CV is more specific, okay, and more, it's bullet points, it's factual. And the cover letter is really just an introduction. You know, it's a chance to say that you're applying for the job, where you saw it, and a wee bit more about yourself, you know, when you're available and where you're heading and whatever. And please read my CV, you know. Get you an interview, basically.
The way my mum always described it was just that, like, when you write it, you just tell them why you'd be great for the job.
Correct. Yeah, like, absolutely.
You really need me because I'm great at laundry folding. Yeah. Like, that's what you should be.
And in most jobs for young people like yourselves, they won't ask for a cover letter.
Mm.
But it's more maybe when you're a graduate, when you're looking for that next job, that's when it becomes important. In actual fact, your cover letter is more important than your CV.
So I
read your CV if your cover letter's not good.
Interesting. Wow. All right, then we can move on to the next question.
All right. Let's see. Okay, why are cover letters and CVs important for getting a job?
Okay, well, they give an employer somebody who doesn't know you information so they can choose the best person for the job. It's not usually used for entrance into courses or uni unless it's a specific course wanting to know more about you. But it's a quick, easy way for an employer to scan and get the best match for what they're after, really.
All right. And how about for university or school?
It's not usually a requirement some courses might ask for it, and I'm going to give an example of like teaching or nursing, where they're really interested in your personal attributes, not just your education.
Yeah.
So you get a chance to say what else you've done in your life, because that's actually key. Whereas if you're applying for an engineering degree, just interested in your grades, not you as a person. So it can be quite different. Yeah.
Obviously. So it's just what job or uni you really get into.
Yeah, correct. That matters, if they see that as a requirement, you're right. Quite right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next question then. How can I make my CV visually appealing or make it stand out from others? Because obviously there's a lot of competition in jobs or university placement and stuff like that. So how can the listeners do that for their CVs?
Yeah, I guess the key thing is that it's got to be easy to read. So, of course, you know, it goes without saying it should be on computer to format it, okay, not handwritten.
Mm. Yeah.
Simple font, bold headings and spacing. Easy to read, easy to find the information, and definitely no spelling mistakes. So we're not after colour, we're not after fancy fonts. It's actually that when the person's got about 10 seconds to scan your CV, that they see the information they're looking for immediately.
Nice.
All right.
You go.
I was going to go into the next question.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to, I wasn't ready, but I was going to say, like, here are the bullet points I have for my CV. I don't have it on my phone right now, but I can say off the top of my head, I had my name, my contacts, right?
Yep.
Then I had my past experience. So, like, that's like, I've obviously done retail. I've done volunteering, because volunteering is good, right?
Absolutely.
Even if you haven't had a job before.
Absolutely,
if you haven't had a job before, like 16-year-olds getting a job, like, list down those volunteering experiences.
Yep.
And then I also have, like, when I've done that from, so they can see how experienced I am with it.
Yeah.
Specific setting or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I've got my grades. So diligence in this. I've studied level one and level two, or like I'm studying level three presently.
Yes.
It's something that always needs updating, eh?
Yes, absolutely does. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I do just like my interests or things that like my skills. So I'll be like, I'm organized.
Yeah.
I'm a public speaker because I have a podcast.
Yeah.
And then the last one is my references, and always asking permission for that, because I once put a lady down and I forgot to ask her, and then she was like, Jovie, I got this random call. And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you did. Did you answer the questions correctly? I was more concerned about getting that job, but so those are the bullet points I have for my
CV. Sounds perfect,
Jovie.
Just described it extremely well.
Nice. What if I accidentally answered a question there, bad?
Yeah.
Do you remember the bullet points you have for your CV?
I just followed a template that I found online.
Yeah.
Just from a New Zealand careers website or whatever.
Good.
They're nice and easy to use.
Yeah, kind of just followed the same thing that you were saying, you know? Just
what
same
a copycat.
Thing.
You could be stealing my job one day.
Yeah, yeah. Just for the viewers, what would it like volunteering look like? Like, what kind of things could you volunteer for that would like help you get a job?
Oh, okay. Really, that's a good question. So you can do things like for charity shops. That's often a good one. If you want a regular sort of volunteering space, they're always after people to help out. There's a lots of one-off things. So, for example, when they have Daffodil Day, you know, and collecting for charities.
Yeah.
Those are good things to do.
Working at, like, the op shop or something.
Yeah. And you can also use Volunteer Waikato, which is an organisation which will find volunteering for you. They're always looking for people.
That's pretty convenient.
So you can register with them and they can offer you opportunities. Mm. Yeah.
Sure.
I was curious, though, what do you think about people who, like, just, like, forge it? Like, I've had experience doing this and this and this. Like, what is the situation with that? Do you think anyone is, like, able to be called out on that? Like, here's me submitting it.
I know.
And I've, like, forged it all. What are the consequences of that?
Yeah. It doesn't say a lot about your character, does it, really?
Yeah,
you've got to be very careful because, you know, New Zealand's a small place.
Mm-hmm.
People know people who know people who know you. And so you need to be very mindful and be genuine, because you can be found out. Mm. And I guess what we do is we always ask for evidence. If a student says they volunteer, okay, well, show me the evidence that you actually have done this or the contacts. So,
that's the most simple way to get caught out there.
Yeah.
Like, provide evidence. Oh, no.
I speak three languages. Could you do that for me right now?
It's
like the one I see all the time that people like write these things. Yeah. I'm not saying that I've done that, by the way, guys.
But people
just
do.
As an example.
Right. People do. So,
for those people who are thinking
any favours in the long run.
Even though you might think it's an easy way to go about, It's not. It's complicated. No,
correct. Correct.
Yeah. Any other sub questions that you kind of had? No.
Me?
Okay.
No.
I was just curious in case, like, we brought out any other questions.
Yes,
out
yes.
Of
no.
Okay.
All
right, next question then.
Yeah, all right. What sort of sections should you have in your CV?
Well, I guess Jovi covered that.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's
no.
True.
That was so passive-aggressive.
No, actually what you said, Jovi, but I'll just say them again, but
okay.
That's exactly right. Contact details, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's really more important on that is if you have... give a phone number and you've got a voicemail message, that it's actually appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And be mindful of that. If people are going to leave a message and get hold of you, they need to be able to get hold of you.
Yeah.
Personal statement or profile, I don't know if you mentioned that. That's not a bad thing to have on there, just you introducing yourself and saying a wee bit of personal
background.
Details. And often that's important if you don't do a covering letter. That's an opportunity to put more stuff in there.
Yeah.
Your skills, your work history, paid and unpaid, your education, your interests and hobbies, important, because that can highlight a lot of key skills. If you play team sport, it's showing, you know, giving evidence to some of your attributes. And, of course, you mentioned it, your referees, and that they're not family, they're actually adults or people, you know, that know you and are prepared to talk about you.
Yeah. Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't realise I had skipped a question, so I'm very sorry about that.
No,
good
right.
Save, Boaz.
It doesn't matter.
Shall we go into the break then?
Yeah. All right. So we're going to be playing Soda Dream by Messiah.
Yep, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, I guess we'll see you after the break. This has been Tips for Teens and Everything in Between. See you later. Hey, guys, welcome back to Tips for Teens and Everything in Between. My name's Joe... My name is not Jovi.
You gotta keep doing it.
All right, my name is Boaz, joined with Jovi.
I'm so glad you finally slapped up
okay.
on one thing.
Oh,
never let you
live
it down.
Right.
He teases me all the time when I stuff up intros and outros.
Yeah. So today we're joined with Wendy, and we're talking about CV and cover letters.
Yay.
Yeah, we'll just jump into question six, eh?
Yep.
All right. So, should I include a personal statement when sending in my CV? And if so, what should it include?
Yes, you should. Okay. It is a chance to explain a bit about yourself and what you're aiming for in terms of future pathways. It can also tell an employer why you want to work for them. Okay, it's an opportunity to do that. If a cover letter is not required, then this is the space where you can give a bit more information about what you're after, really. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just for differences between the personal, personal
statement yes.
and cover letter, what's the difference?
Just
the
length, really.
Yeah.
A personal statement on your CV might only be a couple of sentences.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it really is very, very brief.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely the thing for me because, like, for my personal statement for one of my scholarships with Miss Burgess Munro, it was like 2 pages.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, so much to write about
purpose.
Why I deserve this scholarship.
Yeah, different purpose.
Meanwhile,
JV.
Like, applying for a job, it's
like
a mini paragraph, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good to know for those people in the future.
Yeah.
Next question then. Mm-hmm. Make sure I'm asking the right one in the right order.
Yeah, question 7.
Number 7. How can I showcase my educational background in any relevant coursework projects?
Okay. So I guess CVs are still the basis for most job applications.
Mm-hmm.
For students your age, but increasingly you will find that online e-portfolios are being used, and that's actually a really good way. A digital portfolio can then again give you the opportunity to include additional documents, you know, images, videos, audio files, all of that sort of thing, and examples of work and projects. So, so not always common for school leavers.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something if a student's applying for a course in the creative industries that they might be asked to do.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for part-time work, then it's still a standard 1 or 2 page document, computer-generated document, that like everybody else, you've got the opportunity to say about you, really. Yeah.
Right.
So where would an e-portfolio be applied for anyone who is needs one? Like where would it be? Needed.
Like I said, in the creative industries, Jovi, where they want maybe evidence of, but like what you
so like
you're doing at the
students.
Moment. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It could be used It's not uncommon for university graduates to do something like this.
Yeah.
So they can showcase profiles because maybe they may be looking for their first job in that space that they've actually trained for.
Mm.
So it's evidence, you know, of their ability to present, to speak, to communicate.
Yep.
So very unlikely for a school leaver. And if you chose to do something like that, then you'd need to make sure the person at the other end receiving this is okay with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So that'd be for music students.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Music,
yeah, correct.
Students with their
absolutely.
Media students with their footage.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Just put it out there, you know.
Yeah, very good. Absolutely.
Nice.
Yes.
Next question then.
All right. What is the best way to present my work experience, especially if I have limited professional experience?
Okay. And not uncommon for school leavers to struggle to have that sort of experience. So, you know, I guess employers of school leavers, they don't expect young people to have much work experience. So your interests, you know, your hobbies and interests tell them a lot, and that's why it's important to have that in your CV. If you play sport, it can show that you're good at working with others, you know, or you can function in a team. Turning up for practices, you know, good time management.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't undervalue those sorts of that sort of involvement. Other examples from in and out of school. So if a student belongs to a club, a youth group, a church, even, it says something about you and something about your character. And even things like if you love cooking, you say that because it also gives evidence to who you are and the experiences that you're bringing to this role.
Yeah, quite important.
Yeah.
That would give way as well to like potential links for references as well.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why it's important to be honest.
Yeah. So it's just the main thing, like they're just trying to figure out who you are.
And you've got to think, Boris, that whoever's reading this, they don't know you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
how do you share that with them, isn't it, really?
Mm. Exactly.
Get them to want to meet you.
Yeah.
That's what you're wanting.
Yeah.
You seem like a likable person, okay?
Yeah,
do your best.
Yeah.
The aim of the game.
To portray.
Yeah.
But make sure that honesty is the policy. Like,
correct.
That is like the main thing.
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
Next question. Making sure this is the right one.
Yeah.
Number 9. What are references and should I include them on my CV? So I know we already touched on that.
Just
emphasise maybe how many might be needed.
Absolutely.
Who they can and can't be.
Yeah.
Okay. And how I should possibly format them for contacting.
Yep, sure. So two things. Reference is different to a referee. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a reference generally is a written document. A referee is a person who can be contacted. So not common these days to have anything written because that's easy to falsify.
Yeah,
you can't validate that. So better to have referees, people who can be contacted and have known you in a specific capacity. Like they've been a coach, they've been in a previous employer, been a teacher, somebody who knows your character. Not saying you can't include a written document if you're particularly proud of maybe a scholarship reference you've generated for another purpose, but not common now. They want to know people. People have people contact details.
No, you're real, not AI.
Absolutely.
How many referees should you have?
Two's good.
Two?
And two? Two, because if they can't get hold of one of them,
then they get the
they've
other.
Got a backup.
Sweet
as.
Yeah.
See, for that purpose, I also do three. Because
I'm
like scared that they're not going to be able to contact the first two. You know?
And not family. I think some young people think it's okay that auntie can be it. Yeah, no. Because they're always going to say nice things
about
you.
They're going to be biased.
You know somebody who knows you in a different capacity.
Yeah, because then you can be honest and constructive. Like, Bowers is cool, but sometimes he forgets when we have interviews. I had to remind him of today's one, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
But you chose Joe as a referee.
I had to put it in my calendar. I almost forgot. I rely on my calendar so much for that sort of stuff.
One question.
Yeah.
What if a family member is like your boss?
Oh, true.
Yeah, that's actually not uncommon.
You just got
I guess our advice is there somebody in between, a supervisor who's actually worked alongside you?
Oh, I see.
Mm. Yeah. Because it's not good practice if you've got the same surname as them and you use them as a referee. I wouldn't do it. You'd need to look for somebody else then, maybe a teacher or somebody in another capacity in your life, really.
Yeah.
Can you use more than one teacher?
You can.
Yeah.
You can absolutely if you want to, because they would know you differently and see different things in you. Yes, you could.
Nice. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. We might have some sub-questions. That's why I didn't want to say last question.
Yeah. No, sub-questions.
Okay. Can you list some of the common mistakes to avoid when creating a CV for a first job?
Yes. The biggie is spelling mistakes.
So true.
Biggie. So always get somebody else to look at it, even though you might do a spell check. Get someone else to read it. Because if this is a mistake, you're in the, no, not going to look. You won't go any further.
Especially someone who is like not very go any further. Like, grammatical.
This dude can't speak English.
Common mistakes too is information on your CV that's not relevant to the job being applied for.
It's good to
develop a generic CV. It's got all your basic information on, but then it should be changed on what you're using it to what you're using it for. So if you're applying for a fast food job, then any hospitality experience should be the first thing you read. If you're applying for a labouring job, then show that first. So not the same CV for everything, and people will do that, and it's not relevant. And another would be contact details not accurate, and I mentioned it before about having an appropriate voicemail message on your phone. I know you might think it's funny, but other people don't think it's funny. So that's really
important.
Especially
if they don't know you.
And that your CV is too long. Somebody like me who's been working for a long time, my CV at the most would be 2-3 pages. So for someone like yourselves, one page. It should be one page.
Because if it's a big job or people are applying for a specific place, they're going to be reading heaps of them, So that's why you've got to make sure it stands out, it's not boring.
Information is right there. First thing they read, and then you go into the interview pile,
That is some good stuff. I did have another question though. What are some good resources that people can use for making CVs? Like, do you think they should just make it from scratch based off what we've said they should include, or like Boaz maybe use a template?
You absolutely can. There are a lot of good templates out there, and the thing with templates is it just gives you the layout. You can then manipulate that and change and add things. And so it just helps a wee bit because it can be a bit daunting when you're sitting there thinking, definitely. I have no skills. What do I write in here?
You're just don't know where to start.
Correct, Boaz. And so the template can give you pointers too, give you prompts on what to put in what space and whatever. Absolutely. Definitely. So it's a good place, absolutely a good place to start.
That's some good stuff. Are there any other kind of tips you would give to students making their CVs, whether for a job or for university or anything else?
I guess make sure they are targeted to what you're using it for. Really important. And think about the information that is on there. We're not interested in a school leaver, what they did at primary school. So if you're struggling for information to put on there, that's when the personal interests, the other things that are going on in your life kick in.
What do you think about AI being used to make a CV? Because I know AI is very common nowadays.
There's nothing wrong with that as long as the information is accurate and truthful. Absolutely. If that helps, why not? Why not?
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, though. That's some good answers.
That was lovely. Really lovely information, you guys. Really good.
Appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, definitely helped me realize some things I should change.
He's going to touch up his CV.
And my voicemail.
And your voicemail. He's going to call my... It's okay for the most part, but maybe when you're an adult, maybe get rid of it. Yeah,
no more walking the fish or folding the dishes.
Thank you so much, though. Did you have anything you wanted to say, maybe? Shout-outs or anything? I haven't asked people to do shout-outs in a while. I remember I used to do it all the time. A lot of people tease and be like, subscribe, make sure you listen.
No, I haven't, really.
No. That's all good. Thank you so much, though, for the students that are at Girls High. They can come see you.
They certainly can.
If they need to. Or email you if they're not at school anymore.
Absolutely.
That is the episode. Do you want to close it up for us and make sure do it correctly?
So this has been Tips for Teens. We're talking about CV and cover letters. I guess we'll catch you up on the next episode. See you later.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.